Welcome to Echoes from the Colony, the podcast where we uncover the history of colonies. I'm Jessie John, an historian specializing in transportation, and today I'm going to meet someone whose family history is directly tied to this chapter of the past. I'm here with Amber Evans, a descendant of one of the thousands of British convicts sent to Australia in the 18th and 19th centuries. Her ancestor, William Evans, were transported for a crime committed in England to the penal colony. Today, we will explore his story, the brutal condition of the penal colony, and the choice that shaped his life. Thank you for joining me, Amber.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with England. Your ancestor was convicted and sent to Australia. What do you know about his life before transportation?
He was born in London in the late 70s during a time of extreme poverty. People struggled to survive and crime was rampant. He was a criminal. He stole to eat. He had already been in prison for 2 years when the deportation to Australia were implemented by the England government. My ancestor was married, but he didn't have any children. Of course, he never met his wife again.
That's right. The Industrial Revolution was transforming society. But for many, it means overcrowded cities, high unemployment and harsh living conditions. London was notorious for its slums. The population had surged and crime became a way to survive. Petty theft, pickpocketing and burglary were common. The judicial system was harsh. People could be sentenced to death or transportation for stealing something as small as a handkerchief. Do you know what crime do your ancestor commit?
Yes, he stole a loaf of bread and some cloth from a market stall. He was caught, tried, and sentenced to transportation for 7 years.
Transportation to Australia began in 1788, after Britain lost its American colonies. Between 1788 and 1868, around 162,000 convicts were sent to Australia. Your ancestor will have been among them. Do you know anything about his trip?
He was put in a convict ship in 1788, led by Arthur Phillip. The journey took around 8 months. Conditions were horrific. Men were shackled below deck, crammed together in fatigue, disease ridden space. Many died before even reaching Australia. He was especially shocked by the number of convicted children and deported.
Yes, mortality rate varied. But on early trips, 10 to 30% of prisoners died to disease, malnutrition, and lack of fresh water. The ships were overcrowded and convicts had little space to move. Depending on the season, they faced extreme heat or freezing temperature. Do you know if your ancestor suffered on the journey?
Family stories say he was sick for weeks. The hair was damp and many convicts had scurvy or dysentery. He saw several men die and their bodies thrown overboard.
After months at sea, he finally arrived. What did he find?
He landed in Sydney Cove and was immediately put to work. The settlement was barely established, just a few wooden huts, and struggling food supply and harsh discipline.
Yes. Early settlers faced food shortage and convicts were often underfed and overworked. Governor Arthur Phillip led the first fleet in 1788 and struggled to establish a sustainable colony. Your ancestor must have witnessed firsthand and struggled to survive. What kind of work did he do?
He was sent to a farm where he cleaned land, dug ditches and built roads. Work days were long, sometimes 12 to 14 hours under the hot sun. Punishments were severe.
Convicts were flogged for disobedience, and some were sent to secondary penal colonies like Norfolk, Iceland or Port Arthur, where conditions were even worse. But after serving his time, what happened to him?
After 7 years, he was granted a ticket of leave, which allowed him to work for himself, but required him to stay to the colony. Eventually, he became a free settler.
That's fascinating. Many former convicts choose to stay in Australia instead of return to England. Why do you think he stayed?
He had no money to return, and England still had high poverty and crime. Australia, on the other hand, offered land and opportunity. He remarried, built a farm, and had children. He never looked back.
Today, about 20% of Australians are descended from convicts. Your family's story is part of a much larger history.
Yes, and I'm proud of it. My ancestor started with nothing, but he helped build a new country.
Thank you for sharing your family history. Australians' convict past is a dark but fascinating chapter of history, and it's incredible to see how it shaped the nation. That's all for today's episode of Echo from the Colony. Join us next time as we uncover more stories from the past.